この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはスペシャルエピソードです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a special episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is your host Connor.
And I'm Shauna.
And you are here with us today for the Japan Top 10 April 2024 special, Songs from Naruto. I am so excited for this. I love Naruto so much. And I think it'll be a really good episode. We have some really good songs for you and Naruto facts. And I know that probably most of you out there are like Naruto fans. So it's gonna be a good episode. But before we get into things, we have a few announcements.We would love it if you wanted to advertise on our podcast. You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. You can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. You can find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
And to add to that, we are currently looking for a new on-air host,to volunteer and join our podcast. So if you are interested, please take a look at our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details on how to apply. So if you love Japanese music culture, then I think this is the opportunity for you.
And if you're an indie Japanese music artist who creates their own music and wants some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, her name's Nola,by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp, that's nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
And don't worry if you're none of the above and you're just one of our lovely listeners, we have something for you too. So if you're enjoying this episode, remember that you can receive up to triple the number of songs by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at $1.Plus, you'll receive this episode without any of our announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. So go ahead and check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for all the details. Now, without further ado, I think we are all ready to kind of jump into the world of Naruto, a very loved series. I think at some point, even if you're not that big on anime, I feel like Naruto is a name that...you've come across. It's arguably one of the most famous animes out there. So Naruto is a series that, I mean, you know, doesn't really need too much of an introduction, but hey, we're gonna try our best anyway. So it's a manga and anime series that follows the story of a young ninja named, you guessed it, Naruto. His big dream is to become the Hokage, the leader, and the strongest ninja of his village. But he has a long way to go from...the kid who plays pranks and doesn't take his like studies too seriously before he can actually get there.
We'll talk more about our personal experiences with Naruto in a bit, but yeah, I remember he does not like to study. But Naruto was created by Masashi Kishimoto, who grew obsessed with manga from an early age. He was inspired by works like Dragon Ball and Akira and focused so much on his art that he neglected his studies in high school. So maybe Naruto is...an embodiment of Masashi Kishimoto's...
A very inspired character, yes.
Yes. And Naruto was first created by Kishimoto in 1997 after he won a contest for aspiring manga artists while in art school and wanted to figure out his next big story.
And clearly that next big story came to him because 2 years later, Naruto was first published in the 43rd issue of the weekly Shonen Jump magazine. It was an instant hit,quickly cementing itself as one of the most popular stories to come from the magazine. Its popularity led it to become one of the quote-unquote big three of Shonen Jump, along with One Piece and Bleach, who were all in competition to be the magazine's most popular running series.
So there's some big competition. So it's really amazing that he kind of came like late, a bit later in the picture and still, you know,grew like arguably to be even a little bit more popular and more renowned. Although I guess, yeah, we'll see. I'm sure that there's probably people who are like, What? Did he just say that? Did he just say that Naruto is better than One Piece or Bleach?
Ooh, the fans will come for you. But yeah, I mean, definitely, like, the big three are the big three for a reason. They have such a solid fan base and absolutely brilliant stories, to say the least.
They're so unique, and like the creativity and imaginativity is just it's through the roof. Naruto's manga has sold over 250 million copies, and it is currently the sixth best-selling manga in history. So not the most best-selling manga, but also has anime as well. So like, I mean, we'll fudge the numbers. But the popularity of the manga led to Studio Pierrot and Aniplex picking up the story to turn it into a TV series just a few years later in 2002. And so that gave birth to the anime called Just Naruto. No, like, subtitles or anything like that.
Yeah, so that's the original Naruto. And the anime is actually split into two parts. So part one is simply titled Naruto and premiered about 220 episodes from the years 2002 to 2007. Now part two is called Naruto Shippuden, which had about 500 episodes and ran from 2007 to 2017, ending 3 years after the manga concluded in 2014. Fans didn't have to wait too long for more Naruto, however, as the first chapter of the sequel manga Boruto was published in the Weekly Shonen Jump in 2016, and the first episode of the anime premiered in 2017. So, with about 720 episodes spanning over 15 years, the Naruto anime has had many opportunities to work with composers, bands, singers, for basically all the music that's played throughout the series. So that's what we're actually going to explore today.
Yes, exactly. So we will look at some of the songs that set the scene for each Naruto episode, the openings and ending that played throughout the years, as well as learn a little more about the musicians that performed them. So I'm very excited. And hearing Shana talk about the sheer episode count of the Naruto series, maybe, like, it took me back, because in high school, so I watched, like, I was exposed to Naruto first, like, from my uncle when I was like a little kid. But for those who aren't, I was born in 2003, so actually a year after the episode started airing. But I didn't watch the full Naruto series until high school, but then I started Shippuden afterwards, and I didn't know that there were 500 episodes in the Shippuden series, but that's a little bit intimate. Like, I never finished it. I only got to like episode 30 something or 40 something. But yeah, I feel so like, I'm so happy that I've actually watched Naruto. And yeah, I mean, I did technically skip the filler episodes. I don't know if I could have done it with the filler episodes, but Shana, have you watched Naruto?
Of course. I feel like I would be remiss as someone who enjoys manga and anime to have skipped out on it. That being said, I feel like everyone's first anime or the first recommendation of an anime was Naruto, especially when you were younger. And actually in India, we had this channel called Animax, which was the only like cable channel that showed exclusively anime. So Naruto was on Animax for a really long time. And it was, I think, the best thing ever. But yeah, no, it did start a lovely loophole. Definitely one of, like, it has a special place in everyone's hearts for a reason, I think. It's childhood to a lot of people, to me, and I guess to you too.
But it definitely was, I was like, it's very interesting, like, growing up in the US and being exposed, because I think also, I think my uncle, like, watched it. I mean, he's like more of like a younger uncle, like, and so like he's like only like a few years older than me, but like growing up, like, I think he watched it on like cable as well, and it was really interesting, I think, as a kid being exposed to anime and like the US, like, which is like, you know, like, it's not really like, I didn't even know what anime was as a kid. I was just like, what's this like show, like this like foreign show, like, you know, like what language are they speaking, like, you know, like, the art's really cool, but, like, I didn't understand any of the concepts. I think he was watching, I guess he had to have been just watching Naruto, the original one. Yeah, actually, yeah, I think it was before Shippuden even came out. But I remember what made me finally watch Naruto in high school was my friend showing me a clip. Do you remember when Rock Lee drops his ankle weights, Shana?
Oh, yeah.
That was the, like, the coolest thing. Like, just imagine a high school Connor just watching that for the first time and being like, whoa.
Mind blown.
I have to watch this.
There,
yeah,
what
so
if I, just
I proceeded to go and watch the entire series. And it takes a while. It takes a few arcs for you to finally get to that point. And so, like, it took me, I was just like waiting after each episode, like, when's it gonna be? Like, is it now? Because I just want to look it up to see when it was. I just wanted to like actually like see the build up and like I got there. And so I finally got there. I was like, that was so worth it. I remember I replayed that scene like several times, which is another great thing about like having streaming platforms, because you can rewind stuff. I feel like if it was on cable, I feel like I'd like want to watch it back so bad.
The fear when you got up and you think you missed something. Oh, just like trauma that hits you.
Well, I think we should go and get into the first song, and we can, you know, talk more about our experiences with Naruto as we go, if anything piques our interest. Yeah, without further ado, our next song is called Rocks by Hound Dog. Again, that was Rocks by Hound Dog, and that was not the best transition, but I tried my best, okay?
It's okay, well done. We're proud of you regardless.
thank you. Also, the song is styled, like the title is stylized with like stars in between it, so it's very like rock star, like rocks, I don't know. Anyways, Rocks was the very first opening for Naruto when the series premiered in 2002, and yes, I remember it very clearly. The song.
Oh, so you were a big Rocks fan? Hound Dog fan, rather?
Yeah, I guess so. I think, like you said earlier, like, it's like a very thematic Naruto song. Very, you know, like, it just...
Agreed.
It sticks with you. Yeah.
I think this is actually the opening for the first season of Naruto. And I think, like we spoke about the ending, the song, there's some songs that just kind of stick with the anime, and I feel like this is definitely one of them. That being said, Hound Dog was formed in 1976 by three friends who were in a music club together in university. Kohei Otomo, Yoshihide Takahashi, and Yoshihiro Tamate.
The band members changed and fluctuated throughout their history, going from three members to six members to four members, with different people joining, playing, and leaving at different times.
And though the band officially disbanded in 2005, Kohei Otomo has continued to use the name Hound Dogs as a solo project.
Rocks released in 2002 as the band's 38th single. Wow.
That's a pretty big discography. But that being said, they also did music for Bomber Bikes of Shonen and the movie Aterui. So I think we spoke about this a bit earlier as well, but this song is very synonymous with Naruto for me. It's up there amongst like the songs that I think about when I think of music from Naruto.
Yeah, I agree. It's astounding to me that like I can't imagine having 38 singles myself, and probably more since that was only in 2002 and they had like three more years since their disbandment. So it's just like, it's so much music.
Just continuing to, you know, lots of dedication to their art, I suppose.
Yeah.
And clearly the rock in Rockstars is definitely put up there by Hound Dogs, but I think that also gives us the perfect transition to move from rock stars to shooting stars with our next song, Nagare Boshi, which is Shooting Star, and this is by Homemade Kazoku.
ここはいつもの公園夜景が見える滑り台の上昔から僕の特等席悩みがあればここに来るんですあの頃のまま夢の途中で今だかなえられずにいるんです。もしかしてここがもう終点なんて弱音を吐いてしまいそうな日もある。でもその度に思い出すよ流れ星を探してあの星空小さな頃の願い事は今 昔も変わらないまま空を見上げれば星たちがほらまた焚いてるこの星のひとたちみたいにさまざまな光を放ってその中で僕もひときわ輝いてたいんだ目を閉じて心に誓う流れ星に夢を託して
And you just heard Nagare Boshi, which is Shooting Star, and this was by the group Homemade Kazoku. And this literally translates to Homemade Family, and originally performed as part of the hip-hop group Funhouse. They were formed in 1996 under the name Jose Kuro Sambo, and featured the artists Jose Kuro and DJ Uichi.
That's, wow, that was a beautiful trend. That's the first place transition, Shauna, from this episode so far. Wow.
Thank you. I'm doing a bow.
Micro joined in 1999 and Jose left shortly after in 2001, leading to the renaming of the band to Homemade Kazoku.
Actually, if you notice, the name isn't too different from the previous one, Jose Kuro Sambo to Homemade Kazoku. It's not similar, but I mean, I noticed similarity, but it's a very lovely name. I fully support the Japanese band naming system, as I've mentioned many times. It is one of my favorite things ever. But the band performed in many Nagoya nightclubs until 2004, when they were selected to be a part of the Japan Club Tour, which led to their rise in popularity and a signing with Kiun Records. In July of that same year, they released their first single, Summertime Magic, which ranked 15th on the Oricon charts for almost 10 weeks, which is insane. I mean, that's a brilliant start for like a band who took their time to begin.
That's really, yeah, I definitely have heard of Summertime Magic before. Now I see why it was very popular. In 2007, they performed the first ending for Naruto Shippuden called Nagare Boshi Shooting Star, the song we just played. The song debuted at 10 on the Oricon charts.
They did in fact return to Naruto twice, with their song No Rain No Rainbow being the theme for the second Naruto Shippuden movie and Freedom being used as the 17th ending theme.
The group has been on hiatus since 2016, intending to let the members grow individually and take on new challenges. They still perform individually, putting music out on social media and performing live. Yeah, this was also, I like this song a lot too.
Yeah, this is actually, I think, one of my favorite song on our list. I really enjoyed it. And I think I also, very admittedly, controversial take here. Or not so controversial, who knows? I much preferred Naruto Shippuden. So I think the songs in Naruto Shippuden have a very special little place in my heart, especially Nagare Boshi.
Well, going from rock stars to shooting stars, we're going to go to Totsugeki Rock from the Crow of Magnons.
Totsugeki Rock.
Totsugeki Rock, or Assault Rock, is the 11th opening of Naruto Shippuden and was performed by the Cro-Magnons.
The group was formed in 2006 by vocalist Hiroto Komoto and the guitarist Masatoshi Mashima, who had both been a part of the Blue Hearts and the High Lows after the High Lows disbanded in 2005.
Bassist Masaru Kobayashi and drummer Katsuji Kirita joined the band after they were introduced by a recording engineer, and by summer of 2006, they were touring as they prepared for their first album to be released that winter.
Though they tried to keep the creation of their new band a secret, even as they were performing, fans of the High Lows were quick to kind of figure out what was going on, and they officially debuted as a band that summer, which was earlier than intended. You can't really keep a secret on the internet, I think.
You really can't, especially when you're such a good and popular musician. Totsugeki Rock was their 11th single, released in 2012, and it peaked at number 18 on the Oricon charts.
And their 2022 album, Six Kicks Rock and Roll, tied their highest charting album yet, peaking at number 3 on the Oricon charts, and their most recent tour kicked off in February. So Totsugeki Rock is definitely up there on their popular songs, but I don't think they stopped anytime soon. So the Cro-Magnon's really taking the world by storm.
I think that's really great that with having so many theme songs for like Naruto, like they all did, you know, quite well, and some of them spectacularly well.
Very, very loved songs. And you know, Naruto has this way, or anime has this way of bringing us lots of artists that, you know, come and go. It's almost like a bird. And that being said, we are down to our last song, which is Bluebird by Ikimono Gakari. And that was Bluebird, and this was performed by the band Ikimono Gakari, which was formed in 1999 by former classmates Mizuno Yoshiki and Yamashita Hotaka. So before the end of the year, the vocalist Yoshioko Kiyoe was added.
Ikimono Gakari is the term for elementary school students who are responsible for looking after their school pets.
Oh, that's actually a really cute name. But after a year, however, they disbanded to finish their university studies, stay in school kids, but reunited in 2002 after graduating and signed to the independent label Thunder Snake.
I'm glad they got back together. And by 2003, they were playing sold-out local shows and releasing their first album.
And since then, you know, like you said, I'm so glad they got back together because they performed songs for Naruto, Boruto, Bleach, Pokemon, and many other TV shows and movies. So I think they are a top favorite for some of our favorite animes.
And though Yamashita Hotaka left the group officially in 2021, Ikimono Gakari continues performing and releasing music as a duo, like some of the other bands that we've displayed.
The song Bluebird was released in 2008 and it debuted at number 3 on the Oricon charts and was used as Naruto Shippuden's third opening. This, I think, is easily one of the most popular songs from Naruto.
Yeah, I think I really like the... I like that they have, like, both male and female, like, groups and, like, performances. But, like, I like this one a lot, too. Like, I think it's really funny that I like Lovers and then also this one, since they're both by female artists. But, yeah, it's a really good song, too. Like, this is probably my second favorite one on the set list.
Agreed. This, actually, I think The First Take, which is a YouTube channel that focuses on various Japanese artists, I think Ikimono Gakkari came on The First Take and sang Bluebird again recently, which is why the song is very fresh in my head.
Oh, I have to watch that. I love The First Take. Okay, I'll do that. Oh, wow. Thank you for that.
Very iconic, very iconic.
Well, that was our last song.
Wow.
Which is for this episode. So don't worry, me and Shana will be...
For this episode, yeah. I mean...
It has been a while since me and Shana have been on the episode together, but it won't be long, I think, before we find ourselves making transitions yet again.
Of course, of course. That being said, while this is the end of our special where we, you know, discuss the songs from Naruto, very well-loved anime, no doubt there's more good music coming your way. Because in a week from now, Haru and our newest host, Vicky, will be bringing you the biggest Japanese hits for the month of April.
Definitely look forward to that. I feel like there'll be some
pretty good songs on that list, yeah. So with that, how was going the trip down memory lane for you as a Naruto fan?
It was nice. Yeah, like there's no better way, I think, to do that than like by listening to the music that you associate with it. Like it just brought back a lot of memories and joy, I will say. But how about yourself?
For me personally, it was really nice because I feel like a lot of the music in anime, I think to a very large extent, second fiddle to the anime. So it's really nice to go back and look at the groups that made the music and that really contributed to making the anime what it is, especially when you talk about the opening and ending themes, which make every season iconic in its own way.
All the songs you played definitely gave Naruto like a different flavor, but at the same time adding to like the same kind of theme. And so I think it was a really good set list, and I even learned some more stuff about Naruto, and you know, we discovered some new bands, had some good laughs, so...
Always.
Yeah, I'm very, very pleased.
Yeah, so I guess with that, we kind of come to an end. Thank you so much for listening, Connor.
Yes, and thanks for your lovely presence and knowledge, Shana. It was very great. And I hope that our listeners, you also were taken back down memory lane and laughed along with us or cringed at us or maybe all the above. But yeah, it's been great, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks. Japan Time.